Blog Talk Radio.
Hoping to get you back up and fully away. When your life is at stake, I'm just doing what it takes. Do you have the heart to be an EMT? Do you have the bravery to be a firefighter? When things get hectic, when they get tragic, do you have the courage to be a paramedic? Made of the few, only rare select. Stand up, show yourself, command respect. Show them what you got. Show them who you are with the past on your shoulder, saving lives. Blue Star.
And with 142 days, 9 hours, 29 minutes, 19 seconds left till the big dance in Las Vegas, this is One Union 801, the webcast. I am John Broyles, SSGJ Broyles on Twitter, John.Broyles1 on Facebook. 347-826-7894 is the number to call in tonight and talk with our guest who's getting ready to come out of the green room right now. We have Mr. Kyle Norris from the Code Green campaign. So we're going to be talking about some heavy, heavy stuff tonight, especially because it's provider suicides and what some of the things that we can look for in our own. Just a quick note from last time around. If you remember, we started off what I call the rhythms of the night. Nobody has replied to them. And the first one was so darn easy. But those are still up on the show page at OneUnion801TheWebcast.com, and it's also on the show's Facebook page. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him on, Mr. Kyle Norris from the Code Green campaign. How you doing this evening, Kyle?
I'm doing all right. How's everybody doing on your end?
Oh, we're all doing fine. Somebody actually posted something on the show's Facebook page, so if anybody happens to call in asking how it feels to be an old man starting today, I had nothing to do with that. So yes,
you're only as old as you feel. Most paramedics feel about 80, right?
Oh, of course, and then us basics feel even older than that sometimes, especially when we're going through ITLS. Oh, so yes, this is also on top of the heavy subject that we have tonight. We're also celebrating 44 trips around the sun for me, so we're going to do this upright. How did the Code Green campaign actually get its start?
Code Green campaign got its start as our president, Ann Verena, works for a agency, she worked for AMR Spokane. They experienced provider suicide 2 years ago. Ann and I have been friends for a while. We were kind of talking about that it's not something that's been tracked. Nobody could seem to come up with statistics. And we between us, know a lot of people who either struggle with different mental illnesses or have committed suicide. And I could think of two providers that I had worked with in the past that committed suicide. We started tracking. Fiona Campbell is another one of our board members that's been pretty integrally involved since the beginning. We started started out initially as a way to get awareness out there of, you know, letting other people tell their stories so that it's, say, we're not alone. You're not the only one that goes through this. You're not the only one that struggles with this. And it kind of grew from there, and now we've created an education program and are tracking provider suicides, and I think the numbers have far outweighed what anybody's expectations were.
Wow. That was going to be my next question, is how well have you been doing in the last year that Code Green's been in existence?
In the last year, we had 103 suicides. Yeah. And that's, if you look at, like, the stat that everybody tracks, line of duty deaths to firefighters, we're equal to or greater than when you look at that statistic. And that's among EMS and fire department.
But still, that's 20-some too many.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, ideally it'd be zero. 103 is just I think it kind of blew our minds because again, everybody kind of knows somebody that maybe there has a mental illness or has committed suicide, and what we've found out looking is that it's the big problem that nobody wanted to talk about. And a lot of people, it's funny, there's a lot of resistance even necessarily talking about it, because it's almost as if there's been, you know, it puts us in the same box as our patients. And I think a lot of people, there's resistance to that.
Now, even now, with the awareness that's been brought up, because I know there's been a good effect so far, is it still the taboo thing that we need, that we don't talk about? Is it still the big taboo in the back of the bus?
I think it depends on where you are. Some of the education we've done, we've gotten a really good response in some areas, and in other areas it's been like, there's been a whole lot of standoffishness and resistance of, you know, how dare you tell me I need to ask my partner how he's doing? That's his business. And I think, you know, it's a wider problem. It's not just an EMS problem. It's, you know, for years and years and years, mental health has been something in the United States that nobody talked about. I think we're only now as a society, much less EMS, which tends to be a conservative lot, even getting to the point where we can discuss it. But if you go to our webpage and see the stories that are posted, and they're posted honestly, you can see that it's something that's out there. And we've gotten hundreds of stories of people saying, look, I have these thoughts. I've had this problem. I battle these same demons. And it's just something that everybody knows, or you should know you're not alone. If you're having these thoughts, if you're having these problems, there's other people in EMS out there that are having the same thoughts, same feelings, and same problems.
I'm actually looking at the stories page right now on the website, which is at codegreencampaign.org, and from just last year, from the time the program started last year until the first of this year, 114 people have basically told their tale.
Yeah, and we've got hundreds of stories. We publish these 3 times a week, and we have there's a very deep repository going back. People submit stories and they don't get published immediately because we have that big of a library of stories.
Wow. So it is having a positive effect.
It's having a very positive effect. Again, we go out with some of the education that we've done and just some of the contacts we've gotten even through the Facebook page and through the web page of people saying, hey, look, I was in a bad place and y'all have helped me find the resources I need and gotten me to a place where I could start dealing with the problems I have. And it doesn't even necessarily, you know, the one that everybody seems to focus on is post-traumatic stress disorder, but it doesn't even have to be post-traumatic stress disorder. There's plenty of people that come to EMS with existing baggage, with stuff that's, you know, been around since they were kids. I think we kind of attract that demographic in some ways as well. And, you know, it's like I can, because y'all have shown that it's not just me that has these problems, that I now have the strength to go out and see out these resources and start dealing with some stuff that I've had going on since well before I even got a DMS.
Okay. Now, and I know the same sentiment is shared not just with you, but with Bastet and with Kelly and with basically everybody who happens to follow on your on the Facebook page for Code Green. What is the actual mission of the campaign?
Our actual mission is to spread awareness and provide resources for people with mental health problems that are first responders. We focus mainly on EMS. We also partner with the Firefighter Behavioral Health Alliance and Safe Call Now. And those two organizations, Safe Call Now is the largest helpline for first responders. They focus a little more on the law enforcement side, and obviously Firefighter Behavioral Health Alliance focuses a little more on the fire department side. But our goal is to raise awareness about mental health issues and suicide among all first responders.
Oh, okay. That's an outstanding, definitely an outstanding. And I know I'm going to ask you about this about three or four different times tonight, because it's important to you. It's important to everybody. If somebody happens to really be at that brink to where they can't take it anymore, and, you know, if by some stroke of genius they are listening, how can they get some help right now?
You can go to www.codegreencampaign.org and go to our resources page, and we have a link to Safe Call Now, and that's honestly, there's somebody, they have peer counselors available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week that will pick up the phone and help get people to where they need to go. Safe Call Now is a really pretty amazing organization because it's made up of first responders themselves that answer the phone, and you're not going to get just somebody random, you know, that may not understand the issues you're going through.
And it is definitely a toll-free number, if I remember correctly.
It is a toll-free number. I don't have it on hand right now. I'm actually looking for it.
I was lucky enough to pull it up real quick, and my silent co-host and call screener has it also. She's going to post it in the chat room, and I'll post it all over the place here as soon as the show's over. But if you happen to be listening and you are actually at that point to where you need help, if it's getting to be bad enough to where you're considering the ultimate, I'm not sure what to call it, but if it's...
Even if you're having thoughts of suicide, thoughts of harming yourself, feel free to pick up the phone. And I think that's probably just... It's kind of an aside. That's probably you pointed out. I mean, it is a deep taboo event against talking about suicide. But I think it's important that we are willing to stand up and say, hey, we do have a problem with suicide in the EMS.
Okay, and that number that they can call is 877-230-6060. And I'm going to throw one more out there because this happens to hit another side of myself. If the Veterans Crisis Line also, which is a very, you know, it's for us
yes.
Veterans. So I'm basically on two sides of the whole thing here. That's 800-273-8255 and press number 1, or you could text to 838-255. Now we can get right back. Now, since the Code Green's campaign's been going on for a year, how much support have you got, other than the great folks you have on the board, which the blog father we all know and love is Kelly Grayson is a member, and definitely kudos to him. But as far as other means, not just financial, how
we've gotten amazing feedback from both inside the industry and out. We did our first annual CoGreen fundraiser ride with the EMS Road Docs Texas chapter last month. There's pictures on our Facebook page, and you can see the debut of our mascot, Annie the Goat.
The Goat?
Yes. She is a boar Spanish cross goat. We figured the goat was the appropriate mascot because, you know, people in EMS will, they're hard-headed and they'll eat anything.
Come to think of it, that, yeah, you are right. Well, at least with the hard-headed part.
Yeah, definitely. Ferno was actually, we did some promotional work with Ferno at FDIC this year that just wrapped up. They had some T-shirts spreading awareness for us. AMR has chipped in, and we're doing some education work with AMR. The amount of support we've seen has been incredible. I think once there was awareness out for this issue, like I said, it's one of those things. I don't know if you personally can think of anybody you worked with or known in the field that's committed suicide, but I know of two, at minimum, that I know of that I've worked with in the past. I mean, actually ridden trucks with, that have ultimately kind of lost their battle with mental illness. So I think it kind of strikes a chord with everybody, whether it's for themselves or whether it's for that person that they knew that they couldn't quite get over the demons that they had.
All right. Now, I will, because you also happen to be the vice president, not just a PIO, so I'm going to say this to you right now, even though we can't do it monetarily. We, as One Union 801, the webcast, will give you guys all the support that we can muster for you. All you have to do is say something.
We appreciate it. You know, even just the awareness aspect, letting us come on tonight, that this is a huge deal. Getting the word out there and saying, again, you're not alone. One of the reasons I'm so involved with this and have been have tried to be a leader and somebody speaking out is not only the suicides of acquaintances and coworkers. I've had struggles with PTSD myself. So it's one of those things that I think the more we talk about it, the more we say it's okay. This is a stressful job, and the more stress you get, the more likely you are to have problems. And we just need to let everybody know that it's okay, and it's okay to ask for help.
Okay. Now, I know it 'd be a bad thing to give us names, so can you give us a couple stories that you can share that have been inspirational to you? For I know you can't mention any names, which is a good thing.
Well, I'll start off with my own story, because I kind of go out there and again, I want to put my name to it, and that is I'm willing to go. I got an EMS at 17 years old as a volunteer. Worked a couple of very busy places. Had a marriage that failed probably partly because of PTSD and some of the symptoms from it, and it got worse from there. It got to the point that there was one evening I was very determined I was going to end my life, and fortunately I had a friend call during my preparations, and that was enough. And went out, got the help I needed, and now, you know, try to get others. Some I've known some EMS workers. There's one of my coworkers in the past has suffered with bipolar. Once she got on the right medication, she was one of the best partners I've ever had. But it was a matter of her having to hit that bottom and go out and get the help she needed.
Okay. Wow, it's, you know, that's something that's, you know, right there, because when I was on the fire department here in Bartonville, I want to say this was about 7, maybe 8 years ago, we had one of our own who ended up, for reasons we still don't know why, but, you know, sad for the fact that he did this. He went ahead and took his own while his wife was at work, and you say she was a little distraught for a while, but she is back on an even keel, and I mean, she misses him greatly. We all miss him terribly, but he committed suicide.
And it's you know, I've heard the thought that people say committing suicide is selfish, and I understand how you can view it that way, but I don't. If you're at the point that you truly feel like there's no other option, I wouldn't say it's cowardly. It's more of a desperation. Think about how strong human will to live is, and for things to overcome that, it's pretty severe. And a lot of times it's people, I think modern day lives, if you look at how, you know, you see the studies that come out, people say, you know, the people focus on their Facebook lives versus their real lives, and how everybody tries to make things look perfect, and it's just not true. And I think we've lost some of that connectedness in modern day of being able to say we all share the same struggles. Whether you have mental illness or not, we've all had that point of, you know, just feeling overwhelmed, and not necessarily to the point of contemplating suicide, but we do need to understand that everybody has those days. And, you know, sometimes just looking over at your partner sitting in the seat next to you and saying, "Hey, man, is everything okay?" That may be all it takes.
That may be all it takes, but how tempted are we to take and just blow off our partner who is needing help?
Very. We suffer a lot from what's called hero syndrome. We're not like the people we take care of, because how do we think of psych patients in EMS?
We don't think of them very highly, actually.
Exactly. You know, we've all heard the jokes. We've all, you know, most of us, unfortunately, have made the jokes at one point or another. But you never know if maybe when you clear that call, the guy, when you go to make that joke about that psych patient, you know, maybe next time he should just do it correctly. You may not know the story of that the guy next to you is hiding. You know, what is your partner? what is he going through? What has he had happen? And if you don't know, you may be driving him further towards that edge, because he may be struggling with the same issues.
And I know we've all made that joke at one point in time or another.
Mm-hmm. And it's
Go right ahead.
I'll say it's little things like that, and I think it's just raising that awareness and getting people to understand that, hey, in a lot of ways, we're not necessarily any different from our patients. We like to think we're invincible. Lord knows, when I was 25, I thought I was 10 feet tall and bulletproof. And since that time, I've learned I'm not 10 feet tall and bulletproof. But, it's making people understand that can be the difficult part sometimes.
Now, Kyle, what is the best thing that you have actually seen come from this whole campaign in the last year?
I think it's been the support and the messages through Facebook saying, hey, I'm having these same problems, and I've seen you, just knowing that you're out there, knowing that other people are out there willing to say, hey, yeah, I'm having these problems too, has helped me. We get messages like that daily. I have insert condition here, and I see that other people have it too, and they're making do with it, and they're getting through, and I can too. That's an amazing feeling to know that you're helping somebody to move on and get through their problems. I can honestly say that, selfishly, it helps me with some of my struggles. because I can look and say, hey, yeah, these people, there's people out here that deal with the same stuff I do. And it's just knowing you're not alone means a lot.
Okay. From what I've seen on the stories, that is definitely a plus, because I'm looking at them right now, and you're way up into the 115 way up into the 40s for this year so far compared, and you still have a whole bunch more, like you said earlier, in the dugout.
We usually get a couple new stories a week. We're not hurting for stories. We won't see an end in sight. But we encourage everybody to submit their story. It will eventually get shared. If you submit your story to us, it will eventually get shared. And it's anonymous. Even when we get a story submitted to us, even we don't know any personal information on it. If you do it through the story submission form, it's completely anonymous. But it will eventually be shared. And I think, even sometimes, even just writing out your story and letting other people know what you've gone through can be therapeutic in itself.
Okay. Now, also going through, I've noticed that you guys actually have your own approved continuing ed class on suicide prevention
We've partnered with EMS Connect out of Spokane, and we are more than happy to come present it. Or I believe there's also an option where you can take just to that class through EMS Connect, which is an online delivery model. But we've gotten really good responses so far.
Wonderful.
It's Beams approved. You get CE credit, works for National Registry, works for states. So definitely contact us if you're interested in the CE class.
Okay, that looks like something that I might be looking into, you know, even if it's just for me, because I'm like one of the many other providers. I'm in the need of continuing ed. Now, if there's someone, you know, if it's somebody out there who knows somebody who thinks they need help, what's the best way to approach the issue and get everything rolling?
Probably the best thing is just ask. We've noticed a change. Is everything okay? I think we've all worked with partners that, you know, it's one thing to have a bad day or even a bad week, but when you're up to a bad month, probably something pretty significant is going on. And it's best probably when it's time to just sit down and ask. And it doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to pull out the intervention and have the everybody with their written letters there, but just, you know, if you're in the truck, sitting at post, if you're working SSM systems like I have, you know, there's nothing wrong with just looking over and saying, hey, I've noticed you've been upset or off. Is everything okay? And, you know, if that usually is enough to get most people talking. Just knowing somebody, when you're at that point, just knowing somebody is looking out and notices it is a big, will make a big difference.
Okay. Now, you guys do have resource cards available on your website. How can those help?
The resource cards have different resources. Safe Call Now, Firefighter for Help, Behavioral Health. I believe we actually have the number for veterans on there as well. It's just, these are resources that say, hey, if you are at the point of considering hurting yourself, call these numbers. Be out there. You know, we want to get as many of those things out as we can. Just even something that somebody touching the wallet, maybe before as they're making those preps, as they're thinking about actually hurting themselves, maybe they pull out of their wallet and go, let me call this number instead. Because there's some folks on the other ends of those lines that will care very deeply and will help guide you through the immediate crisis and get you the help you need.
Okay, now I want to ask for something that, you know, they can find on the FACS site. Code Green is actually now a 501c3?
All right, 501c3. Contributions are tax deductible. We are registered as a nonprofit in the state of Washington. We're a 501c3. Everything we do is reported, and if anybody would like more information on that, we're more than happy to get it out. They can contact us through the Facebook page. That was one of the earliest projects we did was 501c3.
Okay. And I happen to notice that I'm like, wow, that another very well-known startup is making its way up the chain. Now, let's see here. Now, if it's somebody like me, because like I say, I just supported the show. You know, I just promised the show will support Code Green in every way that we can. If somebody else who happens to be listening, they want to help out, how can they do that?
You can go to our webpage, codegreencampaign.org, or thecodegreencampaign.org. We have a place you can donate. We have a store where we sell items for awareness, some t-shirts, bracelets have been a real popular item. Our challenge coin should be ready. We've been working with a supplier on that for the last couple weeks, but it should be ready in the very near future. And even time, even if all you have is time, get in touch with us through the webpage, and you know there's certainly plenty of work. And if you even if you just want to donate your time, we can. I'm sure we can find a way for people to help.
All right, because so I mean, this is important for all of us. The hashtag on Twitter and Facebook, hashtag saving public safety.
Saving public safety.
And if folks were to look on that, I'm quite sure they would find one or two of my pictures on there that I have gladly posted, especially the one with the ICC
yeah.
ambulance. So yes, I have donated a couple things in a time. And I'm going over my quick notes from 8 feet to my right, your left, if everybody's listening along at home. And all right, and evidently you do have the resource cards that I mentioned also
yes,
available.
They are on the store. I believe we'll provide up to 5 for pretty much no charge. Once you get above that, there's a very, very minimal charge just to cover the printing, basically.
Yeah. D just posted it in the chat room here a few minutes ago. That was 10 for 2. So that's very minimal, and it's going to something good. It's going to help us make it more aware and less of a what's the best way to say it? Less of a negative or not?
Just making sure everybody understands you're not alone. If they, you know, there's a stigma kind of surrounding mental illness and EMS, we want to get rid of that stigma.
Yes.
And let everybody know that there's no difference between any of us.
And it doesn't matter if you're sitting in Vegas on a busy truck or sitting in Timbuktu in a volley truck. It's all the same no matter what.
You never know how any one person is going to react to stress. And not only work stress, but also, you know, home stress plays a lot into it as well.
Yes, it does.
And I've worked both the busy truck in the city and the truck in the middle of nowhere, and it didn't matter. It just depended on how the individual stress built up.
And once they reach that boiling point, that one point where it's just no more, and that's what we're trying to hopefully...
That's what we want to prevent.
Yeah, I'm actually having some trouble saying this stuff here on occasion. So it's
and again, it's just it's been that taboo subject for so long. I think there's you hear about some other organizations talking about taking the word back, and I think that's important. It's being able to say either suicide or even just being able to say, hey, they've lost their battle with mental illness. Mental illness is it's no different than cancer or heart disease. We don't have any problem saying somebody lost their battle with cancer, but it seems like mental illness, it's harder for us to put that to. But it's the truth. You lose your battle with mental illness the same way you lose it with cancer or any other disease.
All right, and like I say, there are a mahoosive amount of links that I'm going to put on the show's page here as soon as here in a little bit. Also, put them up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/oneunion801, the webcast, and we'll keep the ball rolling, keep everybody getting. Keep everybody bringing awareness to the fact that one is too many.
Absolutely.
All right.
One is too many.
All right. Kyle, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show tonight, and we're going to go ahead and wrap things up a little early so I can finish up some homework and finish celebrating
my birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Congratulations on 44 years. And thank you all very much for having us tonight.
Oh, more than welcome anytime. I mean, the door's always open for y'all.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate it. And thank you for helping us get the word out.
It is our pleasure.
All right.
It's our pleasure. So thanks again, Kyle.
Thank you.
All right, that was Kyle Norris from the Code Green campaign. We were talking tonight about something that is very, very serious, it's a headache for everybody. So I'm going to basically mention this number one more time, and it'll be posted up all over creation. If, there are not very many listening live, but I know there'll probably be a handful listening on the archives. Safe call now, 877-230-6060. That's 24/7. It is staffed by first responders, for first responders and their family members. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline, 800-273-8255. That's the nationwide. It's not really first responder specific, but. And for us veterans, another very important one, the Veterans Crisis Line at 800-273-8255. And at the prompt, press 1. Those are three very, very important links. In fact, I'm going to post a whole bunch more here in a little while as soon as I start working on the show notes page. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and talk about something a little more cheerful. Our next show 2 weeks from tonight, which would be over Mother's Day weekend, we're going to have, once again, Mr. Sean Allen from Paragods coming to talk to us about season 2. And I've seen about a third of it. And, oh boy, it just gets better and better. So, let's see here. We got that. I got all them links to put out. Sean Allen in 2 weeks. ITLS for me tomorrow. I'm passing it this time. If you remember last time, I didn't do too well on it. So, we're going past that. We're actually going to knock it out of the park. So, for my normally silent call host and co-host and call screener, D. Elmore, who's sitting being silent this time around, and for, once again, thanks again to Kyle Norris for coming on. Oh, I forgot to mention the Rhythms of the Night that we started up last show. There have been no answers attempted. Zero attempts. Come on, y'all. And I gave you an easy one to start with. In fact, I got the card right. Nope. That's not the card I'm looking for. This is it. I mean, the first rhythm that I gave out was R to R intervals are constant, rhythm is regular. The rates between 60 and 100, a P wave in front of every QRS complex, and they are the P waves are uniform. The PRI is 0.12 and 0.20, and it's constant across the strip. QRS measures less than 0.12. That was the first one. The second one, it's a premature ectopic beat, so it interrupts the regularity of what is under it. The overall heart rate will depend on the underlying rhythm. P wave of the premature beat will have a different morphology than the rest of the P waves on the strip. And that ectopic beat will have either a flattened, notched, or otherwise unusual P wave, and it may be hidden in the T. The PRI can be prolonged, but it should measure within the normal limits, 0.12 to 0.20. The PRI of the ectopic will be different than everything else, and the QRS is less than 0.12. So there you go. Those are the two rhythms, again. So they are still on the show page from last time, and they'll be sitting there until somebody answers them. All right. So, like I say, once again, if you are at that point, 877-230-6060. That's Safe Call Now, 800-273-8255, the Veterans Crisis Line. And that's also Suicide Prevention Lifeline. For the Veterans Crisis Line, you just press 1. So, see, we've covered all that. Next show, Sean Allen, 2 weeks from tonight. I am John Broyles. This has been One Union 801, the webcast on Blog Talk Radio. This show is a member of the ProMed Network. I will see y'all in 2 weeks.